time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU. Ashley, as always, it's good to have you back on air to talk about some happenings around town.
Thank you, Brody. It's always a good time, as is Waco Restaurant Week. You've still got today and tomorrow to join in this citywide celebration of all things yummy. A few of the remaining events include the Waco Restaurant Community Dinner tonight at 7 p.m. at Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue. Tickets are $75 for a bottle of wine, a three-course meal, dessert cocktail, and live music and entertainment. And the Bourbon Fest is from 4 to 8 tomorrow at Balcones Distillery. Tickets are $15 for Balcones Pours and Cocktails, live music by local Western Swing musicians, the Gimbals and Tate Mayo, food trucks, and a maker's market.
And tomorrow from 5 until 8, the Saturday Night Delight pop-up at the Waco Food Hub at 420 Dallas Street will be happening in East Waco.
This event will showcase local eateries and food artisans, including Falk Bakery, 310's Kitchen, Two Pickled, Brazos Valley Cheese, and many others.
Go to WacoRestaurantWeek.com for the complete list of all the participating restaurants and special menu items and the full details on all of the events.
All menu items sold under the special Waco Restaurant Week menu will donate 10% to Caritas.
In addition to finishing up Waco Restaurant Week, there are all kinds of terrific ways to get involved and do some good in the community this week.
One of those ways is with Family of Faith Worship Center and City of Waco Council Representative from District 2, Hector Sabido. They are partnering to present a huge event Saturday called Feed Waco Hope. Everyone in the greater Waco area is invited to come out to this free family event. Family of Faith is preparing to distribute free groceries to 5,000-plus families.
They will also have children's games, free hamburgers, hot dogs, drinks, live music, raffles, and an array of nonprofits on hand hosting educational booths.
Everything is free and everyone is invited. The event will take place at the Hart-Patterson Track and Field Complex at 2901 Clay Avenue. If you would like to volunteer to help distribute food, contact Pastor Ruben Andrade at Family of Faith Worship Center. Otherwise, see you there from 8 to noon tomorrow morning.
If you're looking for a way to get your steps in tomorrow morning, consider the Striding for Wellness 5K.
It's a fundraiser for the Heart of Texas Region MHMR's wellness programs. Registration is $40, and the race will step off at 8:30 a.m. at Scenic Brazos Park East, which is located on North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Keep Waco Beautiful is holding their fall compost, mulch, and topsoil sale tomorrow, just in time for your fall gardening needs.
Each bag is $4. They weigh about 40 pounds and cover up to 2 cubic square feet. The sale will take place at the old Bank of America drive-through on Austin next to the downtown farmers market. They will have volunteers on hand to help load your car.
Hours are 9 until 3, but stop by early if you want to make sure to get your mulch. Once it's gone, it's gone.
In Louisiana, they say, laissez le bon temps rouler. Or let the good times roll. And that is the theme of the Down on the Bayou Zydeco Festival. It's the annual fundraiser for Youth Connections, a local nonprofit organization that helps young people overcome obstacles and influences that place them at risk. The fun includes Cajun and American food, dancing to Bobby Dean and his timeless country band, an open bar and beer and wine, and the opportunity to bid on great auction and raffle items. The Cajun Zydeco Festival takes place from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow at the John Knox Memorial Center at the Texas Ranger Museum. Tickets are $75 per person.
If you're looking for a fun place to volunteer, consider joining the team at the Mayborn Museum. They're currently looking for volunteers ages 18 and up, and they're holding a volunteer interest meeting on Tuesday from 1:30 until 3. And Tuesday evening is Baskets of Hope.
This is an annual fundraiser benefiting Christian Women's Job Corps of McLennan County. It's a fun evening which includes uplifting testimonies, a meal, and beautiful themed baskets donated by businesses and groups. So it's a great time to visit with friends and do some shopping. All proceeds benefit Christian Women's Job Corps, a local nonprofit that provides life and job skills and GED preparation classes for women in need. Their goal is to help their graduates become contributing members of our community and to positively impact their families and future generations. The event will take place Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at First Woodway Baptist Church on Ritchie Road in Woodway. Tickets are $50.
There are some fun things to do with the kids tomorrow. The Martin Museum of Art at Baylor is hosting a free family fun day from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Throughout the day, you can enjoy arts and crafts using collage color squares and color shadows and tours of their current exhibit, Emergence, Art and the Incarnation of Space. They also have special musical programs planned for 11 and 1 o'clock. It's all free. The Martin Museum of Art is located on Baylor campus, almost directly across University Parks from the Mayborn Museum. It is in the same building as the Baylor Theater.
If you don't mind doing a little driving tomorrow morning and you want to add to your repertoire of camping skills, you can head out to Mother Neff State Park in Moody for a demonstration of Dutch oven cooking.
A Dutch oven is a cast iron pot with a lid. It's the perfect tool for making wonderful food outdoors over a fire. At this demonstration, pots will go on the fire at 10 a.m. and samples will be available when the delicious dishes are ready.
There's no additional charge for demonstration or samples, but regular park entrance fees of $2 per person do apply.
For some of us, following politics, and especially Texas politics, is a sport. If that's the way you look at it, you will not want to miss Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins. For all you youngsters and new Texans, Molly Ivins was one of the most courageous and funniest journalists in modern history. Often compared to Mark Twain and Will Rogers, 6-foot-tall Molly used her sharp tongue and her wit to speak truth to power while giving a voice to those who didn't have one. Raise Hell is getting all kinds of terrific reviews and promises to be a sharp, funny documentary about this hilarious, brilliant, insightful woman from Texas.
You have two chances to see it for free this week in Waco, both at the Hippodrome. The Texas Democrats are hosting a showing on Sunday at 2 p.m.
And the Baylor Movie Mondays program is hosting a showing at 7 p.m. on Monday. You may not agree with everything Molly says, but I will be surprised if you don't find yourself laughing while she says it.
These are just some of the things going on in and around town this coming week.
You can see a more detailed calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Now get out there and act locally, Waco.